This is John S. Terrell. Since I initially exposed Carl Sanders as a fraud, I have received many phone calls and letters requesting more information. I recently talked at length with a man who wanted to hear the recording of the trial on January 3, 1995 in Walnut Creek, California. Present at the meeting were the following people: Pastor Ernest Amstalden and his wife, Pastor Paul Woods and his wife from Caldwell, Idaho. She is now deceased. Myself and my wife, Carl and Ruby Sanders, and Ruby is now deceased. Carl's song leader, Lou McCoy, and his wife. Pastor Amstalden was a chairman of the trial. The voices you will hear are that of Pastor Amstalden, Pastor Woods, myself, Carl and Ruby Sanders, and Lou McCoy. The purpose of this trial was for Carl to come clean and be restored. There were two recordings made of the trial, with everyone's consent, one by Pastor Amstalden and another by Ruby Sanders. What you are about to hear are the two recordings by Pastor Amstalden. Both ended abruptly because the cassette recorder ran out of tape. Carl reneged on his promises to contact all pastors and churches where he had spoken, and never used his newsletter to make a correction to his supporters. Sadly, instead of reconciliation or repentance by Carl, the trial ended off tape with Lou stating, "The show must go on, and we are wasting our time here." Carl and his team left afterwards for the East Coast, where he continued his lying. It was never my intention to release the audio of the trial, but I'm choosing to do so now because the Christian community needs to hear Carl Sanders' confession of being a habitual liar. He's a man with a reprobate mind. This is cassette number 2.
The church, Lake Chelan, they opened the tape. This was a group that made it, and Chelan Assembly of God Church.
Okay.
And
you'll see
the pastor up there. Yeah, it was a split session. I did the first part of it on my testimony. The second part I did on the One World Government, and we took a break in between. I forgot to take the wireless mic off when I went out into the parking lot to get a book for a man, one of Gary's cause books. I went out and got a book for him, and I still had the mic on, and I was talking to him. And when I came back in, there's a comment on here. Well, you know, it was good that I was talking about the Lord, because I had the wireless mic on. And I'll tell you what I'll do.
I want to call this pastor and ask him why he liked him.
Okay. But you see, there's my very fear. I want you to get the video. In fact, I'm not going to make you a copy of the video. I'm going to call the man who set the meetings up and tell him to send you one. I'm going to send him the $10 and tell him to send you a video to you so that you can see what's there. And but then what's going to happen to that pastor, John? Is he going to get raked over the coals because he lied here? Obviously, there's many things here that he said that weren't true. You will see in the video, my wife is at the overhead.
Well, he should be held accountable.
You're going to rip him up in this newspaper before you get a hold of him and talk to him.
No, I don't write anything until I talk to everybody involved first.
Well, you didn't
Well, yes, I did. I spent quite a bit of time with you.
There's some, with going back to this, it says Sanders has been living, been lying, his lying getting bigger and bigger, and Carl was still using his phony doctor title. I believe that the video will bring out the fact that I didn't use that, but however, I will say this, and I want to be completely upfront. The literature did have it on there, and it wasn't off. At that point, it hadn't. We did not dot it out, and so that was the only place that it would be, huh?
You didn't have it.
No, we had some of the old stuff.
So we have been marking that off. When we give those out now, that is marked off.
Is that just been marking out, or has the page been removed?
We just marked it out because most of that is all of that in there is true, John, Pastor.
On our discussion over the phone when we had talked about it, we would remove that page.
Yeah, we've removed a lot of them and we've marked it out, but Lou and Jan are on half that page too.
Right.
So.
Let me interrupt. We're talking two different things here.
Okay.
There's a little bit of confusion here. If I understand it correctly, this meeting took place before you printed this material,
yes,
correct?
Yeah.
You're talking about taking the page out from this material,
yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
So when they say they marked out, if I understand you correctly, you had fact sheets and you marked out wherever you can find doctors?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Just so you talk the same thing.
All right.
Here it says, it's obvious to me since I had Carl and Ruby in my office in December, they repented of their lying, and that they were not sincere at all, but it looks as though Ruby cannot participate in the meetings any longer. She is a broken woman. She is forced into submission by her husband to travel with him and be a declaration at the meetings. Pastor, I don't understand how you can make a statement like that. Why would you make that? I mean, I just...
That was my understanding at the time this pastor up there.
You would take somebody else's word before talking to a complete stranger before you talk to the person?
Well, the reason that I took his word for it and took it as truth was that you had some probably called before, and that put doubt to my mind.
I had some problems?
No, I said the call.
Oh.
My granddaughter's 7 years old, and it was a real treat for her to get to come with us a little while. He's got 11 years old down here, and she was with us for a little bit, but certainly not to bring credibility to the ministry. And then it goes on to talk about the things we've already discussed here at Walnut Creek, and so I don't want to go into that. The phone number here at Walnut Creek never changed, by the way. It stayed the same, and I guess I don't have any more comments on that, John. I can understand why you would write it, and I can understand why the things are in there, and I have so little to grasp at that I'm grasping at something like this, and I don't really want to grasp at anything. I want to settle us and put it before God and repent. I started back in September telling people I didn't have a doctorate, and it's continued on and on and on. I don't know what I have to do now to continue to tell people I don't have a doctorate, but somehow God, I believe He's given me some of how to do it, and I believe regardless of what the cost is, I'm going to rectify that and get that information out. If I have to go back on talk shows, which I have been invited on many talk shows, to tell the story, to tell the truth, and so that it may help somebody else who gets caught up in the same thing. But I'm just, I just want to, I am what I am. I've got documentation to show that I was a good engineer. I've got letters that will bring tears to your eyes from people that from my supervisors, my manager.
You never furnished me when I'm on every solar.
I don't know that I see what's in this. I think at the time maybe some of that I didn't have until I until we went up to storage and came back, but this one is with McKirchner's, the McKirchner letter I know I gave you. And these were all, this I gave you, all my discharges. And by the way, I spent 10 years and 4 months in the Air Force. And the 4 month extension was so that because I went to a system school back a year before that, and I needed to have the right amount of time. When I went with General Electric, I had no degrees, and I tell people that in the tapes, that I had nothing. I was in the right place at the right time. I was in a company that was hurting for getting things done, and had a lot of equipment out there that wasn't working. And so I made a name for myself there. The letters are here. I'll be glad to furnish them to you.
I couldn't have any more documents.
No, I'm talking about letters of commendation, recommendation. The only thing that I'm concerned about is Bob Moorhead and Overlake. That's the only document that I don't have a problem with. I want to get to the bottom of it and have whatever publication comes out. Don't paint a picture of me that's not true, but paint a picture of me that I love the Lord, and I'm trying to get a message out to people, because we are in those very times. When you see the tanks and the people in black uniforms wandering around and see the stuff that we've seen on this trip, and we've got pictures of the facility in Indianapolis, the gas chamber, the whole thing, all of that stuff, then you realize how close this thing is. And for us to battle when this thing is so close, and the time is coming. And INS has already developed the hand scan. I've got the documentation on it. The hand scan and the microchip is going to go right here. It's not going to go on the back of the hand.
Carl, can I stop? Because we want to go to a spiritual bottom.
Okay.
Because otherwise we're going to be here tomorrow morning talking about all kinds of things. And we have a purpose, just like you have a purpose to hand it all. Every one of us has to eventually stand before the Lord as the ultimate judge. Mm-hmm. That's just our destination. Yes, we all can fall short, we all can make mistakes, and we all have to repent for certain things. We may have said things that were not 100% accurate, or they slipped out, or we had a misunderstanding. This is all fine before God. It has to be repented of. I have a few things, Carl, which we're dealing right now with, and which I would like to put behind. That's just between you and the question I'm asking you. And that has to do something with the restoration process we began last December, and when you left here, and you have already commented on that at the beginning, that yes, you were not listening, and therefore the enemy has gotten a hold of you, good hold of you.
Yes.
And there have things been done which have to be corrected, repented of, corrected, changed, and the informations have to go out. Just like bad information go out, good informations also have to go out. And there's one of them, that material that has been printed. I think that's a portion of your magazine,
okay.
Herald of Two, which was printed in August, September 1994. That is obviously after you left here with us. Mm-hmm. And what disturbed me is, you probably have seen that before that was printed. You know that you're using the doctor title again on the PhD in engineering. You and I know that this is not accurate.
That's right.
Correct? My question is, Carl, why did you let that go back into that report?
When Pastor Wood said he'd like to print up something on the microchip and this type of thing, I gave him a transcript of a tape, and that's what that is. And I didn't know at that time that I wasn't going to get to proofread it before it came out, but that there was material in there that could be used. And what happened was that we ended up with, it was printed and went out. Paul, am I wrong in that?
We were running tight on time at that time, is true. Yeah. However, there was, there was various things that, there was time that we, at least kind of peaked, if I could say it that way, at things. And my concern at this point in time, and in relationship to the whole spectrum here, this was August-September issue of the Herald Truth going out. In giving us this transcript after it had already been through here in Walnut Creek in December concerning the doctor and PhD, that my concern now is that your mind didn't go back, and and I can certainly relate to human error of just slipping past. I can relate to that well. But it has come to, it's been such a critical issue that, when you gave us these transcripts and my secretary entered it into the computer for the paper, that, that you didn't check at that time. Therefore, at this point in time, in which I have not yet, but after leaving this meeting in our February issue of the paper, of the Herald of Truth, I feel that I need to be honest with our people, to tell them the truth, not to put Colonel Sanders down in any way. That's not the issue. But to correct what was wrong in the issue.
Praise God.
I would appreciate that letter from you to be able to put in our February issue, in which I would need probably within 2 weeks at the absolute latest.
I'll do that, Pastor.
And if you would like a copy of it, if you've given all, I know you took many copies.
We took many copies, but we stopped giving them out when
I could supply a copy if you need.
We marked, but we do. I do have.
Okay, appreciate that.
The other thing was, I wanted to ask you, we discussed the fact that I didn't have a earned PhD and it was an honorary thing and this type of thing. I want to clarify one thing too on the honorary thing. Even when the documents come in, and I believe they will, I have a man in Hong Kong who's working on that. One thing was that the award came from the governor. The work experience and all that was evaluated by Hong Kong University, but it didn't come from Hong Kong University. The governor is the only one in the colony that can grant doctorates, honorary doctorates. He's the only one. Those records are there someplace. But in a church several years ago, I renounced that thing and burned it. I got rid of everything I had, including a project that I was working on that had to do with laser memory, all the documentation for it, because there was a big controversy coming up over it, and I wanted to get rid of it, and so I did that. I've done some things to try to stop this thing, and I stopped it. Then I picked it back up again, and this is the only way I can deal with the stronghold, John, that Satan has got a hold of in here, is to come against it and to continue to come against it and to fill myself with the Word of God and to be held accountable and then that thing will be broken, and I know it'll be broken, and so even in little tiny things I'm trying to, regardless of what it is, trying to break it. We take evangelical license sometimes, people talk about it. That's not anything but lying and deception and untruth, regardless of whether it's who it is that does it.
So, what about these Commonwealth things for you? You go to the Messiah, that you gave me some documentation, okay? I did not have complete documentation, if you have that. It was not furnished me. You also promised to do certain things, and then you backpedaled on it.
And I...
Okay?
Yes.
You got on the spine then, and then, for example, like when you were down there with Ernest, you were not to preach on a microchip anymore. You were to furnish it with tapes. You've been invasive in this area. And so what that does is that the trust, because when you first came to our church in Sacramento, we opened our doors with open arms. I sat down with you and I honored you. I introduced you well. And I really thought you were who you said you were. You got to understand, when you do deception and lie to someone, it takes a long time to build up trust. And at this point, what I've been doing my writing and stuff, my trust to you has been zero. Not because I wanted it that way, because I thought you were a genuine brother when you came the first time. And you had two meetings in my church. We had Smith, that you know was led to Christ through your ministry. You came and asked if you could baptize him. Normally, I don't like let a lay person do it. And I gave you the privilege to baptize him. I chose that I honored you, because I thought you were a fellow brother at that time. He's taken a nosedive very hard. And because he looked up to you, he thought you were his hero. Because you brought him to Christ. And then when he found out you had lied to him, he couldn't take it. And I tried to explain it to him. But he walked away. So you get on the spine, you might be slimy when you're trying to slime me. But this is the damage you've been done, you say.
I think it was Smith that came to Carl and asked Carl if he would baptize him. And Carl asked if we could use your to do that. But I believe that my husband did not lie to him. The lie that has been spread and grown and made bigger and bigger and bigger is over the doctor thing.
Right. That's still a lie.
And it's, no, he does have an honorary. He did not get a doctorate from a big university, but he does have an honorary doctorate. But it did not have to be told to Smith what you told him.
Well, Smith found out that, you know, he didn't have an honorary degree.
He found out because you told him that.
Well, I had to tell him that.
Yes.
Because I told everybody.
Yeah, and I don't.
That the man fell. And, you know, nobody's fault. I mean, we can all look at it and point fingers at one another for the rest of it. But from here, we need to forgive each other. And
there is a tremendous lesson that is hanging here in the air, which has to be learned. And that is, it does not matter how big the lies or how small the lies, somebody's going to get hurt. It is sin, it has to be repented of. Once in a while, we don't think it is sin, but it is. And such a situation like we are encountering here is not just affecting the room here, that is affecting a much broader base. When one of us in here says something that is not exactly reflecting the truth, which is nothing else than a lie, we can repent of right here and take care of it. However, when we go around the country and say something that affects the whole country, every church we have been in, every person who has listened to it, every person has heard it over radio, TV, whatever it may be, and like Carl said, probably 250,000 tapes out there, you know, maybe more. We have a tremendous disease going on, which repentance here before the brothers is one thing. Correcting that problem is step number two that will bring true repentance, because there's a process in the repentance process which cannot be overlooked. And if we do not do it according to the word of God, what's going to happen is we're going to have a self-righteous attitude. We are going to have examining others rather than ourselves. We are going to immediately become accusers. And I think that the worst part is we are going to harden our hearts eventually ourselves, unless that true repentance process has been finished. We started, let's say in Carl's case, we started that repentance process a year ago. It has been interrupted. And we haven't been able to finish it. And now my question to you, Carl, is this. What do you think, according to what you see today and what you know has been done since the day you left our office here until today? What do you think has been done through the ministry of yours that you have to repent of, that really has to be dealt with?
First of all, I need to ask your forgiveness, Pastor Woods, Pastor Terrell. First of all, for not doing what you as ministers, not so much Pastor Woods, but had laid out that I could do. That would have taken care of this problem a long time ago. I used and flaunted the things, the documentation things, to be purged of anything that is not true, and I thought that maybe we had done most of that, but I think we substantiated most of everything else that's in there. The arrogance and the pride that is in my life, I ask God to forgive me for that. I don't want pride, John. I'm sorry that you feel that I was hostile. I don't want to be hostile. I love you, brother. The dove carries a message to people. I know that your heart is in there. I ask you to forgive me for the $70 price on tapes, because that's what I was told in the office, and my wife was told that also. And those are just little things, but the what's been done out there in using the doctrine where it shouldn't be used. And there were some churches that it was on the marquee when we got there, and it was a tough thing to change. I just think I need to go by letter back to every pastor personally where I can. Every pastor telling the truth. And I ask them to forgive me. And then through our mailing list to put out a letter that reflects the truth approved by you people. They don't mind that. I won't put out anything that's not approved. John, if you want to run something in the dove that, to that effect, send it to you. But I want to restore any damage that I've done in the body of Christ. I want the truth to be known. one of the things that I've done before this meeting, before I put together, this is who I am. Anything outside of this is a lie. And I have the documentation to go with that. I feel that the honorary doctorate thing will come probably in the mail tomorrow. The letter instructed that a copy be sent to you, Pastor. But even if it comes, I don't want it. I don't want to ever use it. It's tainted. I renounced it before God, and I can't go back on God. If I would have set out to deceive the people by wanting to be something, a doctorate, having a doctorate, as I stated earlier, I could have gotten one. Very easy. There's mail order doctorates all over the place. Nobody would have probably even questioned it. But I don't want to be anything but a servant.
Let me interject there, Carl. Just the possibility of getting these kind of documents, just to mention it, shudders me.
It shudders me. I wouldn't do it.
So then I wouldn't mention it.
Okay.
Amen.
No, I would never do that.
Because it opens to the enemy your mind to some tremendous evil thoughts. Mm-hmm. You don't want to play with that.
You said something earlier, and Lou and Jan were talking about it. It's very easy for me to pick up a telephone and call two people and have all the money I need. I worked in those circles. I know those people. And go back into that world. Brother Lou said, when you said to me earlier, like a sheep that's out here being run, and he's panting. He needs to come into the fold and rest and gain his breath, otherwise he's going to do something foolish. I think three times in the last week and a half, 2 weeks, I wanted to pick that phone and call. A man is a bureau man, and it'd take me in a minute. You see, they need liars and con artists and this type of thing in the government. They need us. They need people that can set up situations. And I don't want this to go out of this room.
I would not say it. And I tell you why.
But I don't want to do that.
Let me explain. Can I stop you before you go on? And I have to bring that to your attention. The Bible has something frightening to say. For every idle word we speak, we will give account. For every idle word. All the things that are not according to the word of God, and doing our business according to the word, God's will, is becoming eventually an idle word. And we don't have to add additional ones to it. We got already plenty in our bag. So I want to never hear what you could do. I want to hear what you want to do for the Lord. Repentance and whatever is necessary. And this brings me back to the first question. Is there anything in your heart you think you have to repent of that is going to bring you to a place of absolute cleanness before the Lord? And then the steps necessary to finish the true repentance can be discussed, submitted, laid out, and agreed upon, and then executed. I think that is the only thing I would like to see. I want to see a Carl not gaining the whole world or losing his own soul. Losing the whole world and gaining his own soul. That's more important.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be clean before the Lord. I want to have clean hands. I don't want to have anything that is not true coming over my lips. I don't want to preach anything, teach anything, share anything that is not absolutely true. I want to be a man this morning, held onto my arm, and he said, I asked these folks to pray, people we stayed with, and he said, if I ever decide to give it up, I want to be a man like you. I want to be a godly man. I was ashamed. I was ashamed because I'm not a godly man. I don't have nothing else left to give other than what I've shared. I am what the documents say I am. That's all I am. And anything outside of that is a lie. And I don't want to lie anymore. I don't want any lies in my life. But the very things, the very message that God gave me, and he gave it to me, and from 4 years back, I'm the person who is, who's messed it up. And I just want to ask God's forgiveness for that. Amen. You spent the time. My wife repented and asked her to forgive me anything that I've done. And that's the only way that I know of that you will know is by what I do from this point on.
What are you willing to do?
I'm willing to submit myself to you and to this church for anything that's said, written, done, breathed, talked about. I'm willing to write letters to every pastor, every church that I've ever been in. A letter that, not a generic letter, but a letter to each pastor individual. And then to put out a letter in our newsletter to our mailing list, telling them the truth. If we lose the people on the mailing list, then we will lose the people on the mailing list. The important thing is that at least they'll get that one and they'll know the truth.
Does that mean, yeah, Lou?
Pastor, I'm trying to be quiet, but I have a lot of questions. You see, Jan and I too are caught up in the middle here. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to have some, you ask him, has he done anything since he left here that he needs to repent of? Was that not the question?
Yeah.
In
regards to our repentance session we had, and
yes,
agreement.
Okay, I don't know too much about that, but I do know this. If, and I believe him, okay, I have to believe him, he has an honorary doctorate, is that not a doctorate or not?
Well, that, your question is correct when it comes to having a title.
Okay, then
an honorary doctor is an honorary doctor.
Then, if he has an honorary doctor, then he is not, has not lied with the doctor, right?
Yeah, that's
correct.
I mean,
Dr. Billy Graham has an honorary doctor. Do we call him a liar? Think about it, okay?
Can I interject?
Need some questions answered, okay? Because I want to ask him one, too.
Yeah. We are going to be very precise on that because it has to be.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to that the newsletter, August, September, that held of truth, it is not the discussion of the doctor title before Carl's name. It is the discussion of the PhD in engineering and electronics. I'm just reading it right from the pages here.
Okay.
Which a PhD is an earned doctorate in a special field, normally given to a university
I
in that field.
Right.
Yes, and so this is what we're dealing here with. Mm. Now, we can throw that around and say, just forget the doctor, but I do have an honorary doctor. That will never settle the issue.
Okay. Next question. It is to Carl. What have you done that's untrue since you left here? I mean, we left a little ahead of you, but then we met. What have you done and said that's an untruth on this in this last number of months that you need to repent of?
Lou, the only thing I know of is usurping using the doctor once in a while.
Okay.
But as far as the message, you've heard the message.
I know what the situation is. This is true.
My sin, Lou, and I love you, brother, but my sin is against him and God because I didn't follow what he told me to do. In the fact of getting tapes back on a timely basis and all those things.
Okay, I didn't learn that till way late in this situation. And
I didn't understand when I started getting on the phone myself.
Okay,
right.
The thing that I'm really concerned about in this though is we're talking about restoration, and in restoration. I believe, Pastor John Terrell, that we, before we start printing and spreading a story about someone, we need to verify every bit of that information. First of all, would you agree with that? Yes or no?
Yes.
And what I'm hearing is there's a lot of documentation that you didn't have, but you drew your conclusions from what others had told you.
No.
This is what you said. I'm just repeating what you spoke earlier.
Well, there were two issues out. One was that Carl furnished me with documentation about his education, and he has never graduated with an engineering degree. And he told me that he would furnish me with documentation that would prove he had all these different degrees and he's been doing what he has been doing. When he furnished me with that, he was not there. And then when I talked to him on January 10th, he said, no, I never had them because either he did not have the time, and when he had the opportunity, he could not afford to pay the fee to get the degree. He says, I never had any degrees, but in meetings he has been saying, but he's been an engineer, he got degrees, and so on. So this is what I base my writings on, that particular issue. He furnished me with certain documentation that he fizzled out. He simply said, you write it, do whatever you want to do. He will not communicate back. I drew my conclusions.
Mm-hmm.
Because he did not have the documentation. And he did say he did not have it in my office. I did know he had an honorary degree, but in the meetings, that was not always brought out. But it was brought out that he was a bona fide engineer that had all these different degrees and so on, which he did not have. He might have done some work. The other thing is, when I talked to these other people, like I explained to Carl, these different pastors that I based my writings on is what they told me happened. I then did not question and says, are you a liar or are you telling the truth? Because when someone speaks to me, my assumption is I'm hearing the truth. I am not immediately saying, well, this is a liar, so I got to verify that.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that, but we can always hear. If someone tells us something, we can assume, and that's what you've done, that it was true, okay, that what the man was telling you was true without verification of that man. You come to your conclusions because of Carl's past actions,
right.
And without verifying what the man in this time, in this instance, has said,
right.
Before printing it, which has destroyed even more. This doesn't show to me, Pastor, an interest in restoration. It was should have been verified on this. I mean, you knew that. I'm assuming again. I'm going to ask you the question because I want to assume. Okay, did not Carl repent before you, both of you men, Pastor Ernest and Pastor John, of the past deeds prior to all of this other in December? Did he not?
Yes,
he did.
Okay, then we're not going back to that. That was repented of. So from that time on was restoration time. Is not. So then, from that time on, what I'm saying, man, is the fact is, no matter what anybody tells you concerning him, it should be verified before printed and put out into any publication or publicly spoken even. You know what I'm saying on this order. Now then, if he can prove, and he has a lot of documentation to prove a lot of this, if he can prove that things that have been put in print is a lie, then where do we stand? Are we going to come back and here's your words, if I do say anything wrong, then I'll do anything I can to rectify that. Are you willing then, upon receiving the documentation, and I understand you have a lot of it already that he gave you, are you willing then to report in your magazine all of this stuff, that an apology for printing stuff without verifying that it was not, that it was true or not true before you printed it? Are you willing to print that and making a mighty effort to restore a man that you believe something about because of somebody else's word?
When it comes to the restoration process, Ernest and I did not have any communication at that time. Carl left my office and said that he was going to be restored. And I told him, I said, well, you can do it either here or you can do it to the other church. The communication was broken off. As far as I was concerned, I felt that Carl was no longer in the restoration process. He was simply back to business as usual.
When he left here? This was in June of 94?
No, when I left his office.
But after he...
I see. Even though he come here...
I had no knowledge.
That was easy to find out. See what I'm talking about, Pastor? Before, this should have been verified, which would have been very easy to verify that the man was right here under Pastor Ernest for months. See,
I knew it was here.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. That could have been verified.
But even when he was here, he didn't keep his agreement here either. So he.
Yes, sir, he did. Is that not correct?
When he was here for 5 months, Carl did not preach, did not do anything, except coming for prayers and sitting under my teaching. There are a few things, if you're going to go into technical
details. I may not know, and this is true, but I want to know because, I'm in the middle.
There are a few things that have been violated. And Carl knows that. I know that the two of you did not know. Because I had to go back and discuss that with Beto at this particular time I was working. And we had discussed in the restoration process that we are not feeding the people on your mailing list with any information. And there has been quite a few stuff sent out in the office. I knew that something is going on. I was under the assumption that you're catching up with some old stuff. Lou and Chan helped you doing that. And it was against your original agreement we had in the restoration process. That was one of them. I think a second thing, which also was done, that should have been under the restoration process and was agreed upon, was that, let me think for a second how I phrased that I'm going to be correct. That all the things you are doing with the people on your mail, no one gets on your mailing list anything except a statement of your situation you are in the restoration process. We helped there a little bit in them that we even lost the mailing list on our computer bed put in, the new names. There were a few other small violations which I can't remember anymore in details because I did not backtrack every detail. But yes, there have been a few violations which Carl and I
can't come against the that. I mean, he's verified it, and so where do we stand from here? You see, if he is he Dr. Sanders or is he Mudd? You know, I mean, it doesn't. I mean, what I need to know is who are these people I'm dealing with? I know you. I know Pastor Wood. I just met Pastor John. I've been with this man for the last 6 or 8 months. I'm asking him a question, what have you done in this 6 or 8 months that we've been with you that you need to repent of? And if there's something, I'm unaware of it, because I do know in praying together and in ministering together, I had to say amen to everything that was done. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to respond back to Sergeant to you here. You asked me if I'd not verify. After January 10th, when Carl and Ruben left my office, he was going to, in 5 to 10 days, he's going to send me a confession and a report, per se, that we were going to run, where I was not going to comment. It was simply going to be his report, his confession to the country. He called me up and said, forget it, I won't do it.
Yeah, I understand. I heard
okay,
this
now,
conversation.
What I did, if you look upon the report, this was released January 25th. This was released about 2 months before the dove came out. A copy of this was sent to Carl. Now, if Carl at that time really wanted to be in the restoration, then my assumption would be he would respond to me and say, hey, John, someone is not right, and let's sit down and talk about it. But I heard nothing from him. So it went in a dove. But it's not that I did not try to contact. He got this verbatim, hopefully. Mm-hmm.
My question was, of course, again, a lot I don't know, but the confession that he should have, that you wanted him to write for the dove at that time, to confess exactly to what, other than just having an honorary doctorate, not a PhD?
Well, they both hold seminary degrees. That he something, there's certain things that I cannot remember the details now. That there are things that Carl did, there were things that he did not do. They were fabricated. And this needed, this is what I asked Carl. Just come clean and tell exactly what you have done, what you have not done. Ask for forgiveness and it's all over. Hmm. That's what I was asking for.
Pastor John, I'm not like you. I won't just accept your word for that and go with it from there. I'm going to ask something of you, okay? This is for me. I need a set of those tapes of what he preached when he was in your church, where he was saying that he had these degrees and all of this. That would be on the tapes where he preached there to say that he had these degrees and things, correct?
Well, he's been to our church twice.
Okay, but either time or both times, because what I'm trying to get at is if he claimed to have the degrees and he doesn't have documents to prove it, then that's the part that he needed to confess to, and I need to hear it, not just from you.
Well,
see what I'm saying? I can't call a pastor and say, Pastor, you tell me about him, and then just print it.
Well,
I've got to hear it from him, as well as from you, and then I want to hear the take where he said it. See, that's what I'm just from Missouri, that's all.
Yeah. Because when Carl was with us, he was more on these type of meetings, because Carl and I had several times we sit down and talk for, you know, hours privately. And also there was going to be a video that they started, matter of fact, they made a video up in Sacramento. And some of my people got involved in that. And so there was a lot of things said, not necessarily in the meetings, but to my people in the church, They were part of the video project. There was going to be some other projects that Carl's going to work with them on. So this is where all the information came out from that. So I cannot specifically say if you get one of these tapes. But the best is, you know, just to ask Carl himself, because when he's
doing, I plan that.
Because when he, over the years, the implication he has said is, you know, that I have, you know, degree in engineering, which he does not have. He has training in it. And that's the only, that's what I would have been after.
I think the statement I make is, I don't talk about degrees. I don't think you'll find on there about degrees, but I did talk about the fact that I spent 32 years as an electronics engineer, which all 32 years are not, not as an engineer, but many of that was spent as an electronics engineer. I have my IEEE card here, and I'm an IEEE engineer, registered engineer. I've written papers and put them in it. And things like that, and so I do have that. I was a lot of my documentation was in Oregon, and so when I went and got it, or in Washington, when I went and got it and brought it back, by that time a lot of this had gone past the point. I feel a couple things here right now. One is that I believe I did what God showed me to do in these things. I've asked you to forgive me for not getting a report to you. I was told not to put a report in and to do that, and so I didn't do it. And so,
are you sure who told you that?
I don't believe that would be appropriate, but I didn't respond, and that was my, that was, it was me, my error, not anybody else's. And as far as the PhD, I've used the term PhD. It was on that paper, which was from before, but it got used, and PhD should never be used unless you have an earned doctorate. And so I erred in that way. Doctorate is an honorary doctorate is a thing that many people have, but it's not a PhD. And so the two are not synonymous. One is an honorary thing, the other is an earned.
I have another question. I'm about done, believe it or not, I really am. I have another question, though, on this. Before Pastor Woods and Pastor John, before any of this, anything else is printed on this, don't you think that everything should be verified? All the documentation should be looked at by you three men as well as someone else that's not involved in this, an attorney, say. And don't you think that this should be done and all the documentation looked at and all this, and then the whole truth be printed by your publication and by yours? Don't you think it all should be looked at, first of all?
I would certainly respond to that in stating that I have not printed anything that has not been verified.
Okay.
And I would not print anything that was verified. The letter that I read early, I verified it before I even read it to Brett Carl on the phone. I verified it with the Ernest of John. And it's not just a matter of covering our bases, but it's to know where we stand. Myself, as this letter that I read on the phone to you, Brett Carl, as it points out, I really don't want to believe any of this is true.
I appreciate that.
Because, you know, this is how rumors and gossip all of this stuff gets going. Just taking one person's word over somebody else's word. And that's why I said, I have to have verifications. I need to know. That's why I wrote this letter and read it, rather than just doing it off of the top of my mind. And that I read it, Carl. And before I did this, it wasn't the first phone call that came in my office that prompted me to do this. There were several calls. There were letters that came to me. One day I received 3 phone calls, just bombarded me all on the same day, and I thought, Lord, what do I do? What's going on? I had to have some answers. And that's why that I went ahead with this letter then. I called Brother Ernest and I said, I want you to verify, because when we were here on October 9th, he shared briefly these things with me and my wife and I. And I felt, when I wrote this, I called him and I said, is this what you said? Because I wanted an accurate in this letter. And I had Brother John's report before me, the report that's been in question the whole time here. I had it before me. And so, you know, the documentation of what I did was here. And I believe that a scriptural principle is involved here. That before we even say it with our mouth, let alone publish it, that it must be established. It must be established. And by all means, that whoever the person that's in question in this particular case, Brother Carl is the one who's in question, he needs to know about it. He needs to know about it.
Well, that's what
and he knew about what I had done. I also shared with him, as the four of you were at the speakerphone that day, it was prior when I called the message phone, that I stated, you know, I need to have some answers, or then I will have to conclude that. And he responded, so I had an answer. Mm-hmm. And so then I didn't write a letter, I didn't publish anything stating Carl Sanders is a fraud. I did not publish that, because I did receive the response, which brought us to this point in time that we are at right now.
Yeah.
And I really believe, you know, that it definitely what we do does need to be established.
Okay, and afterwards, that's what I'm saying right now. And before, maybe he procrastinated and didn't get the information to you, gentlemen, all right?
See,
and sister, but
if he had procrastinated with me, though, for another couple of days, the report would have went out from my office.
And that's okay.
But you understand why.
So his
because
procrastination...
Because I'm responsible to my people.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Yes, I understand. What I'm wanting to know now is this. Now, if he can produce the documentation to prove these things that have been printed, the PhD can't be, he can't prove that, because that was a lie. He confessed that and repented of it, okay? This is done. It's dead. The thing that I'm looking at now in this last few months of this year, if he can prove with documentation who he says he is and what he's done, will not that report go out? Will that, I mean, that's a part of restoration, gentlemen, is to say, we printed an untruth. Here is the documented proof that Dr. Sanders or Bill Carson or whoever he is who he says he is. And that's what I'm saying. Let's go. We've whittled him up pretty good now, okay? So let's don't leave him chopped all to pieces. If there's any part of him to restore, let's restore it. And if we can, any parts of it that he can prove what he said is true, then let's print that truth. Let's restore what we can.
And I say from my part, in relationship with the Herald Truth publication, I've already asked.
Okay. That's all I'm asking here is...
And I've asked that he would have me that letter within 2 weeks.
Yeah. Okay. And I just said here, until all documentation has been looked at by the three of you men in an impartial party, I really don't think any of this can be resolved. Until all documentation has been looked at, and then if there's an untruth, I'm not saying that there is, because I don't know. I'm listening to Carl too. I'm taking his word and watching his walk this last few months, and so that's what I'm going by. Okay, but just like you men. But I'm just saying this: if there's been an untruth printed, there's got to be a retraction. Mm-hmm. There has to be. Or else we're not interested in restoration. We're just interested in finding out what's going on.
And had I printed an untruth, I would be very happy to do that.
And what your publication said there about the PhD, he says it's not. He said it wasn't true. So therefore, you've not printed an untruth. What I'm saying here is Pastor Terrell has printed in the Summer Dove that I happen to read. Now, I haven't read all of this stuff. I don't know, but I happen to read in there. Some things where he took a pastor's word and without verifying it, and therefore it's spread. How many winds spread it, see? And so this has got to be, now he comes up with proof that that's not true. What are we going to do with that? What are we going to do with it, gentlemen? I'm really interested because, if he lays down his... the ministry that God's called him to, and he says God's called him to the seven signs, and should he listen to man or should he listen to God? This is my question. If God told him to go and do it, he better go do it. And it's just like, I'm going to talk about a good man, okay? A good man that I'm going to tell you, somebody that I love and esteem very highly, even though he failed, Jimmy Swaggart. Jimmy's still preaching, okay? Jimmy's still preaching, and he's still preaching the truth. Now, he may be tainted himself, and I run into it all over the country. He may be tainted himself, but if he's still preaching the truth, should he obey God or man? And should we not print the truth about him if there is a truth? Now, if he can't prove it, I just have to draw the same conclusions you guys have, okay? But from what I know about him through the last few months, he's preached the truth. He has sounded a warning as a watchman on the wall sounds a warning, and I have to say amen for that warning. I have seen with these eyes things that he's been talking about for 4 or 5 years that I used to tell people, you've been watching too much television. Mm-hmm. Been watching Buck Rogers too much. But then I started seeing it come to pass with my own eyes, and I thought, hey, wait a minute, maybe I better listen a little bit. So I tell you, gentlemen, on this last run that I've been with him, Jan and I have been with him, I have seen people's lives change, their eyes opened, and hopefully they will see and what's coming upon them and be ready for it. And the only way they can be ready is just what he said from the pulpit. You better get close to Jesus. He's the only chance you've got. And so okay, forgive me, Pastor Terrell, I don't know you, but I will say this, I felt like we were coming here today to... not as him on trial or anybody else on trial, but to find out why the body of Christ is tearing each other to pieces without any substantial evidence on the whole thing before it's done. And I have to direct this more to Doug because I realize what he's printed in the one you print over there is what you printed in there. He'd already confessed it, and so I had no problem with that. He'd already confessed a lot of that.
Look, what I say that I respond to is this, that the end can never justify the means. And what we do have here is, and this is what Carl has said himself, that for a number of years he has been living with lies.
Which he repented of, Pastor, is that true?
He's repented of some of them. But he, that's been continued up to some time, into this year. So the writings that I have done is not just, to divide Christianity. But I had a pulpit that, God has given to the church where I'm, responsible. And I had people come up to me and say, you know, can we have Carl Sanders come here and have meetings? And I said, but who's Carl? Well, he's been to Trinity Church up in Sacramento. He's been to this church. He's been on Channel 19. He's been here and there. And so I said, well, somebody wants to check them out. So I said, fine, we have some meetings. He sent in his specification sheets or his spec sheets, so we advertised in bold letters as Dr. Carl Sanders. And so we, like I told him before, we opened up with open arms. And we offered our printing facility, we offered our tape duplicators. I had a group of people going to do a video production for it. It was all kind of things that happened in Sacramento. Then I found out he had lied to me. He'd stood up in my pulpit and lied. That's the reason that I wrote Thanks.
Then these will be documented because it will be on the tapes, right, where he stood in the pulpit and lied.
He has, whatever they were, because he told me that, because one of the questions was this, have you got any degrees? He says, I have no engineering degrees. The implication he's been giving you meetings is that he has degrees. Okay? If he said, I got a degree from this university, that university, the implication has been that that's what he portrayed to the people.
And he said that to them?
That's what he's been saying for years, and that's also what he confessed.
Okay, that'll be on the tape.
Now, again, I said this. I wanted him to write in the dub, not me.
Right.
He refused. He commissioned me. He said, you write it. You know me. You got all the stuff. You write it. I wrote it, sent him a copy. Did they hear from him? No.
He was wrong, but not answering.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it is important, Lou, that you understand that it is not a small thing, because the Bible says, you know, that lying is not something God accepts. And so it is not that Carl has not, he could have done other things. But this is what he's done. And what upset those pastors is when someone comes in and stands in their pulpit and they desecrate that through lying.
And lying in the same way, and this other two pastor with a, you know, just lying about the Chelan thing, is that's not going to be overlooked by God either.
No. I will check that out. But then that pastor's responsible.
This is true, but I'm saying, Pastor John, you should have done that before printing. See, that's what I'm
saying. Well, I did not question the pastor.
We're too willing to hear bad news. I promise you this, as people, we're just too willing to hear the bad news about somebody, especially when they've already got a black mark on their head. And so we're too willing to hear that.
Well, they lost it.
I won't believe it until I see it or hear it.
They lost their credibility, that's correct.
Credibility, this is true.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, I know some things about people, but if somebody come to me and told me about them, I wouldn't want to accept that until I heard that from that person's mouth. Or I saw it with my, or heard it with my own ears. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And this is what I'm trying to say to you, sir, is some things have been printed and said that have been now proven to be a lie. What are we going to do about it?
Well, if I have documentation, we will correct it.
Well, I've seen documentation on Chelan, and I mean, I can verify that, but then this other little bit of lie. Okay. I'm finished. Forgive me. But I'm there's answers that I need to know, too, because when all this started coming down, and I just called and I said, is there something that Jan and I should know? Didn't I not? And I didn't make any bones about it with them. If I heard him preach an untruth or say an untruth, well, I nailed him right there on the spot. Said, hey, see you around. If you get it straight, I'll long go. But it didn't happen. And I introduced him. Gentlemen, I introduced him as Dr. Carl Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
Because he has an honorary doctorate. To me, that was as good enough as any other doctor. Now, to say I have a PhD, that's a different thing.
Lou, let me respond. You don't have to ask for forgiveness for asking questions.
Okay, but I just don't trust anybody, Pastor. We better put it that way. See,
I read the scripture where Jesus said, believe all men is liars, let God be true. And so therefore, I just kind of believe you do what he's talking about. And they also said, you know, when all men speak well of you, beware. And I just, you know, these things I have to lean on because I know this is true. And I know that I can depend on this. If we can't depend on this, well, we're all going to lose in the end anyway, okay? Mm-hmm. But this is the only thing that I've really got. That I read it in here and I say, that's the truth. I don't have to go to anybody else to verify it, you know? And so, hey, I love you. I really do. I can say that in all honesty.
Hello, I want to say something because I think we may miss a vital truth in the whole thing. When it comes to sons and daughters of the Most High God, the requirements of holy living, the standards of living are so high, which we can never compare with worldly standards.
Mm-hmm.
When we come to a place, and I don't want to excuse anything, but I just want to make a statement here. When you come to me and you tell me something, and I know you serve the Lord, I take every word you tell me. I preach that even from the pulpit. I say, if you come to me to tell me something, I believe you until proven otherwise. I always take the best.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If I can find 1 ounce of good in you, I try to work on it. That's my job. Now, if I have to look at everyone who comes to me and tells me something, it's a freak. I have to say there is an unbeliever. Here comes another liar. Yeah, I made a judgment upon that person. I don't even know the person. When we deal in the body of Christ, and so you pick up the phone, you say, I'm Pastor Sons, I've never heard of you, and you tell me a story, whatever, good, bad, medium, whatever it be. When I hang up, I assume what the brother at the other end told me is the truth. I just assume that.
Mm-hmm. But Pastor, that's wrong.
No, that's what the Bible tells me.
But the Spirit will bear witness with the Spirit, brother, if it's true.
Yes.
It's got to be.
But you know, I have to tell you something, and that is, when the love of God comes in, love is not just covering a multitude of sins, believes all things, bears all things, mm-hmm. the Bible says.
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit does not all the time tell you that the other was lying. Then, because that would lead us into a deception and it would lead us to the point of mysticism.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. Don't you believe, Pastor, there would be a caution? There would be something that would caution you?
You're right.
And I just, like I told him, I don't know when, months and months ago, I said, I want you to know something, Carl. I trust you, my wife. I trust you, my car. I trust you, my house. I trust you, my money. I won't trust you, my soul.
Yeah.
And see, and I have to be that way.
This is right, Lou, in a certain sense. I'm just telling you, the standards of living between brothers and sisters is much higher, is completely different than the worldly standards. And the Holy Spirit does not always reveal to us everything.
Mm-hmm.
And there are plenty of examples in the Bible. It took the Apostle Paul a long time before he found out that the lying spirit was talking.
Mm-hmm.
From the girl, the spirit of divination, until the Holy Spirit revealed it to him. I tell you, the Apostle Paul was a godly man.
Amen.
But God did not reveal it to him. Because if he would reveal every time everything to us, there is no way in the world that we would not become self-righteous and far above everybody else. Because now we are the one with discernment. The other ones have nothing.
Right, but shouldn't we pray for that, Pastor, for discernment of the Spirit? So
sure.
maybe he's not going to tell you that man is lying or this man is lying or something like that. Maybe he's going to say, but don't you think it would be a small, still voice that says, beware, go slow.
But Luke, this is right. But how many times has the Holy Spirit spoken to you and your flesh overruled in a second?
Daily.
Okay, because we are still in this tent. And I want to bring up an example that happened in this room. This afternoon, and it hit me when John brought it out. John asked me when we had dinner about a week ago, because Carl has an office in your church. There is no storage for him. I forgot to perfectly dissect how long Carl had an office work from a room and when he stored things. Okay. That was my mistake. Okay. John was under the assumption that Carl always had an office from A to C, or always a storage room in that case. We have to be so careful not to fall into a trap when we become very specific, and we have to be very specific.
So you made a mistake?
Yeah, I made a mistake, and I have to ask for forgiveness. I have to be more specific. It bothered me since that moment. I can't get these things off until it's off my chest.
Right.
These kind of things bother me.
And I'm watching him do the same thing. You see, Pastor, I'm watching him do the same thing for the last 2 or 3 months, and it just came to the place where it said, we stop. Everything stops. Let's go clear across the country at our expense, nobody else's. I mean, it's you know, the problem, it's a lie. We got proof that it's a lie. And yet we, at our expense, we got to come clear across the country from Kentucky all the way here to prove that he hasn't been lying. So I see this, and so I see his heart in wanting to come face to face with this thing. Hey, running don't do any good, you know that. And so you come face to face with it. And I mean, did not either him or I, one of us, call you men and ask you if you would meet with us? It wasn't anybody called us wanting to meet. It was us that made the call.
It was after my recommendation on November 27th.
I don't know as I was even aware of that.
The four of you were at the speakerphone.
At the speakerphone.
And,
but that
and
was when
Carl asked, what should we do? And I made a statement, cancel all meetings. You said that you had two meetings you had to do. And my response was, well, I really feel that you need to cancel all meetings, but if you feel you have to do those two meetings, then I'll leave that with you. Don't accept any more. And head for California, and I will make the trip down to California to meet you.
Yeah, we ask you, I believe,
right.
We ask you to do that.
Well, either you or Carl, one or the other,
ask if you would come.
I believe Carl asked, what should we do?
And I ask you if you would contact this pastor here.
And I called John.
But it's time to come face to face.
John has to go to the bathroom.
We understand that. We need to let people have a break in service.
Okay,
good.
Let's take it back to the place.